So the title of the talk today is Running Down the Mountain. It's just the title, it's not advice. And if you can't hear me or you can't understand something I'm saying, please feel free to let me know. Just raise your hand. And I can repeat myself, or I can, as you know, talk louder. So I was walking today and feeling like there were all these voices in my head. All these voices in my heart. And I could just hear sentences and expressions and moments that have been said over the days here by different people. And it really feels like in our many different voices, in our many different ways, with our many different stories, we're all saying the same thing. We're asking the same question. What do I do with this life? What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be a true human being? And it feels like we should just keep asking. We could ask the trees, the sky, the earth, and each other. Again and again and again. And one answer that came was about running down the mountain. And it's actually something I read quite a long time ago. In a book called Dharma Bums. I think that's something we could also call ourselves. And it was written by Jack Kerouac. And I read it a long time ago, so I may not be remembering it accurately. But towards the end of the book, the hero, Jack Kerouac himself, but under a different name, goes walking in the mountains with his friends. And he and one of his friends, whose name is Jaffy, climb up a mountain, a very, very high mountain. And it's quite a climb. And they get to the top, and they rest for about 10 minutes. And Jean-Claude rings the bell. And they start going down. And Jack Kerouac finds that, you know, he's going down really carefully because it's a really steep mountain. So he's walking down and he's constantly holding back. And his friend Jaffy, who's kind of really kind of this groovy guy, just keeps saying to him, come on, loosen up, you know, let's just go down the mountain. And he says to him, you can't fall running down a mountain. You can't fall running down a mountain. And he starts running. Jaffe, not Jack. And he starts running, and as he's running, he keeps shouting back to Jack, "You can't fall running down a mountain. You can't fall running down a mountain." And he's running and shouting and having the time of his life. And Jack is still going slowly, carefully, watching each step, holding back. But watching his friend and listening to his friend, and suddenly something shifts in him as well. And so he lets go, and maybe he doesn't run, but he skips, but he kind of flows down that mountain. So you can't fall running down a mountain. And I really wonder what that means. Like I said, Jaffe was a bit groovy and wacky and crazy. He did a lot of Zen meditation. But it feels like, even though I would not advise any of us to take that advice literally, especially not walking with another 100 people, there's something really precious in that. In that loosening up. In that letting go of that holding back and staying safe. And that wisdom is the same kind of wisdom that comes to us in other ways, very much as Julian was speaking about last night. What comes in fairy tales, what comes in dreams. Has anyone here ever dreamt that they could fly?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever dreamt that many, many times?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
Great.
Great. Yeah. So I also dream a lot that I can fly. And I went through a period that I really dreamt it so much. I could really feel it. I could feel that power of flying. And sometimes, especially on meditation retreat when it was windy, I could really feel that if I just did this and took a little jump, off I would go. And even one time when I told this to one of the teachers on the retreat, he suggested I don't sit on the roof of the meditation building. I'm going to ask Julian later what that means to him. But for me, that feeling in the dream felt like a teaching. And that dream had to come again and again until I learned to trust it. That it is possible to fly. It's possible to be free of that which holds me down. It's possible to really just go. And so we have the questioning, the what am I doing here, or the how do I learn to fly?
Donc on a la question, le questionnement, le questionnement de comment est-ce qu'on peut apprendre à voler.
How do I find that source of the water of life within me?
Comment est-ce qu'on trouve la source de l'eau de vie?
And we have the knowing, we have the teaching, we have the stories, we have the fairy tales, we have the dreams that tell us that it's possible.
Et on a la connaissance, on a la sagesse, on a les contes de fées, les contes populaires qui nous disent, qui nous rappellent que c'est possible.
And I'd kind of like to share tonight.
Puis j'aimerais partager ce soir.
Some of the connections between these two that I've found helpful.
Quelques-unes des connexions entre ces deux qui me semblent utiles, je trouve utiles.
Some of the ways to bring the sky into our heart.
Quelques-unes des façons d'apporter le ciel à notre cœur.
And they're only just some, just a few things that have helped me.
Puis c'est seulement quelques-unes des choses qui m'ont aidé.
And hopefully will help others. It feels that the way very much lies through our hearts and through our beings, through us, through ourselves.
Il semble que la voie est vraiment, se trouve vraiment à l'intérieur, au travers de nous, de notre cœur, de notre être.
Learning to fly.
Apprendre à voler.
Running down a mountain.
Descendre une montagne en courant.
Means we need to be big. We need to find the ways.
Nous devons trouver les façons
to unwind, to open up.
De nous ouvrir, de nous...
And one very core teaching. Is the teaching of the heart practices. Traditionally, they're called the Brahma Viharas. Often translated as divine abidings. Abiding.
Resting place.
Wow. Yeah. Which I was just going to say is barely a translation. I'll just talk about them more. Because also in English it's very, very abstract. Divine abiding.
L'endroit où on peut se reposer, un endroit divin dans lequel on peut s'appuyer.
And so basically these are qualities of the heart. You can forget about the divine abiding bit. Let's just ignore it. It's just a name. The qualities of the heart, which are qualities of an awakened heart, of a free heart, of a flying heart. But there are also qualities that when we invite these qualities into our lives, they show us the way, they become our way.
Elles nous montrent la voie. Elles deviennent notre voie.
And I heard Christopher and Kai having a chat today about religion. And Christopher was trying to convert Kai to the religion of kindness. As you can imagine, he was very successful. So the first Brahma Vihara is metta, or Maitri, and is often translated as loving kindness.
Donc, le premier Brahma Vihara est metta, et Maitri, souvent traduit comme étant l'amour bienveillant.
But I like to have my own translations. So I like to think of it as unconditional friendliness.
J'aime penser de ça comme étant de la gentillesse inconditionnelle, de l'amitié inconditionnelle.
And if we can kind of feel into that quality, it's a quality of love that has the wideness, the spaciousness of friendliness.
Puis si on peut ressentir à l'intérieur de cette qualité, c'est qualité d'amour qui a l'espace, la grandeur de l'amitié.
And the depth of the love of a parent for their child.
Et la profondeur de l'amour d'un parent pour son enfant.
So it has that depth, but it's not focused on one. It's
donc,
wide.
Donc ça a cette profondeur, mais ce n'est pas focalisé sur seulement que un ou une, mais ça a une envergure, une largeur.
And the second of the Brahma Viharas is compassion, karuna. And the third is mudita, appreciative joy. And the fourth is upeka, which is often translated as equanimity. Another word that needs translation. And I've just said them all now, kind of very quickly. Because it feels like what matters is the essence behind them, as opposed to the specific meanings. And the essence is having qualities of the heart that connect to life as it's happening.
Et puis l'essence est d'avoir des qualités du cœur qui se connectent à la vie de la façon dont elle se déroule, pendant qu'elle se déroule.
Having the ability to be with suffering, as suffering.
Avoir la possibilité, la capacité d'être avec la souffrance en tant que souffrance.
And having the ability to be with joy. And we can all connect to that from our experience. What happens when we hear the laughter of a child? That bubbling up of joy within us. Or today, walking into the town down the hill, and I think we were all very hot. And at some point we passed a house with a fence all around it, but you could hear the sounds of people splashing in the swimming pool and having a great time. So that first spark of wow, that's mudita, that's appreciative joy, the ability to enjoy something even when it's not ours.
Ça, c'est mudita, c'est la joie.
Even when it's not us in the pool.
La possibilité, la capacité d'apprécier quelque chose même lorsque ce n'est pas la nôtre.
And that's the magic of all these qualities. They are within us, we have them, but we often don't know to recognize.
Pas la capacité.
But in that moment of feeling that joy at hearing the splashing in the swimming pool,
en ce moment, au moment d'entendre la joie de, d'entendre des éclaboussures d'eau dans la piscine,
we were bigger than ourselves.
On était plus grand que nous-mêmes.
And so if we imagine physically what we spend our life being,
donc, si on imagine physiquement ce à quoi on passe notre vie à être,
at least I imagine myself as being closed very tightly, kind of like this.
Donc, j'imagine, on imagine, ou au moins moi-même, être fermé ou fixé de ça tout restant.
And what we long for is to be much wider, much bigger than that.
Ce vers quoi on tend, c'est d'être beaucoup plus grand, beaucoup plus large que ça.
And it almost feels that the clearest way to show this process would be to actually dance here.
Et puis, il me semble que la façon la plus claire d'illustrer ce processus serait de danser ici.
But we can all imagine that movement from being really compacted and closed in and tight.
On peut tous imaginer le mouvement de, à partir d'être petit, tout renfrogné, fermé.
And unfolding into space. Growing, expanding,
grandir de prendre de l'expansion,
becoming bigger and larger,
devenir plus grand, plus large,
and spacier,
plus spacieux.
So again, how do we do that? I come back to that again and again. Not just running down the mountain, but running around in cycles. And it feels that the way to do that is to really ask ourselves what really matters in my life. What are my Brahma Viharas?
Quels sont mes Brahma Viharas?
Vihara is a word that's often used to also for a monastery or a temple in the Buddhist tradition.
Le mot Vihara est aussi souvent utilisé comme pour représenter un monastère ou un temple dans la tradition bouddhiste.
So for some reason, when I say it, I always have this mental image. When I say Brahma Viharas, I see this huge, spacious temple. And it's being held up, it's constructed out of these qualities of kindness and love and appreciation and compassion. So what are the qualities that you would like to build your divine temple out of? What really matters to you? What do you want your life to be made of? And these are not idle questions. This really matters. Because as has been said in so many voices over these days, we have that choice.
Parce que, comme il a été dit avec tellement de voix différentes ces jours-ci, on a vraiment le choix.
Our life has that possibility, that potential.
Notre vie a cette possibilité, notre vie a ce potentiel.
To be a life that's worth living. And what that means is different for each person here. But the question is the same. What do I want my life to be made of? and it may seem like a huge undertaking.
Ça pourrait sembler comme étant une très grande entreprise.
Asking the question, finding the answers.
Se poser la question, trouver les réponses.
Making it happen.
De faire réaliser le...
But it is possible.
Mais c'est possible.
Do we want love? Understanding, compassion, caring.
Voulons-nous l'amour, la compréhension, la bienveillance, l'attention?
And the effect this kind of questioning and this kind of commitment can have on our lives and others is enormous.
Et le fait et l'effet que ce questionnement peut avoir sur notre vie et la vie des autres est énorme.
And yet, we often feel that what we can do is very little. In my mind, I keep coming back to that image of running down the mountain. I find it quite funny that I'm talking about it because I'm not at all the kind of person that would run down a mountain. And yet here I am. In the teachings of the heart,
dans les enseignements du cœur,
we're asked to let go again and again.
On nous demande de laisser aller encore et encore.
Of what holds us back.
De laisser aller ce qui nous retient.
To notice where it is that we are.
De remarquer, de prendre conscience d'où est-ce qu'on est.
And to give ourselves to that in that moment. I'm getting a little help from Jyoti. When we listen to that voice that comes through us.
Lorsqu'on écoute la voix qui vient au travers de nous.
Can we have the trust to go into the unknown?
Pouvons-nous avoir la confiance d'aller dans l'inconnu?
To follow that voice. That voice that keeps asking.
Cette voix qui demande continuellement.
What do I want to do with this life?
Qu'est-ce que je veux faire avec cette vie?
Wherever it will take us.
Peu importe là où ça va nous mener.
That voice that is within the silence.
Cette voix qui est à l'intérieur du silence.
That voice that is the silence.
Cette voix qui est le silence.
I'm waiting to hear it now. Over the days, many people have expressed just that sense of longing. That sense of questioning.
Ce sentiment de questionnement.
Of what next and how do I bring my life to be attuned to what matters to me. And it takes a lot of waiting sometimes.
Et ça prend beaucoup d'attente parfois.
Till the whisper comes.
Jusqu'à ce que le murmure arrive.
The whisper that whispers, what next?
Le murmure qui murmure ce qui vient ensuite.
When we live a life that is true to ourselves,
lorsqu'on vit une vie qui est vraie, qui est en harmonie avec nous-mêmes,
true to the longing and the questioning,
qui est vrai, envers le désir, la tendance vers et le questionnement,
we have an effect not only on our own lives,
on a un effet, non pas seulement sur notre propre vie,
but also on that of others. We were walking through the town today and by the market.
On marchait au travers de la ville aujourd'hui et près du marché.
Did you notice how many people we made smile?
Avez-vous remarqué combien de personnes on a fait, sur lesquelles on a fait naître un sourire?
And I remember doing a peace walk in Israel a long time ago. And walking through the streets of Tel Aviv, on a Friday morning when people had a day off and they were all sitting in cafes. And there we were, a long silent line. And people started really laughing at us. They were pointing and laughing, and it didn't feel so great. But when I was reflecting on it later, I felt, okay, so maybe that wasn't exactly why I was doing a peace walk, to be the butt of someone's joke. But still, I made them laugh.
Mais, toutefois, je les ai fait rire.
And the world is really a better place when people are laughing.
Et le monde est vraiment un meilleur monde quand les gens rient.
So I'll be the butt of the joke.
Donc, je serai le dindon de la farce.
And so it feels like sometimes we mean to and sometimes we don't.
Donc, on dirait que parfois on veut quelque chose et parfois non.
But it really helps if we can put ourselves forward.
Mais cela aide beaucoup si on peut se mettre en avant.
If we can take a risk, if we can take a step. And it may seem like a very small step.
Oui, cela peut peut-être sembler un très petit pas.
But the consequences can be very different to what we would imagine, much beyond what we would imagine.
Mais les conséquences peuvent être très différentes de ce qu'on peut imaginer, très au-delà de ce qu'on peut imaginer.
And last year in India, I had a really very deep example of that. Nathan and I organize a work retreat, a retreat that combines meditation and service work in a leprosy community in central India every year.
Nathan et moi-même organisons une retraite de travail, une retraite qui combine du travail et de la méditation dans une communauté, un centre de lépreux en Inde.
And so we come together and people come with us and we spend a month living and working in a community which is full of people with disabilities. And we're not saints at all. It's really fun. And the community is full of life and full of joy and full of laughter.
La communauté est pleine de vie, pleine de joie, pleine de rire.
When we arrive there every year with a new group, we take the group on a tour of the whole place. And we show them the different places that they can work at so that they can choose where they would like to spend their time. So we go to the kitchens and the schools, and the fields and the workshops, and the hospital. And we go to the old people's home. Has anyone ever been in an old people's home in any country? Was it a happy place? So imagine an old people's home, but in India, in a very simple environment, with maybe 20 people in a room. Some of them incontinent. Some of them have no fingers left because of leprosy, so they cannot wash themselves or feed themselves. On previous years, when we used to go to the old people's home, many times people cried and had a really strong emotional response. It was very difficult for them. But on this last retreat in December, when we came into the old women's area, they realized it was our group coming.
Ils se sont rendu compte que c'était notre groupe qui arrivait.
And the whole place just burst into life. They were calling to each other, "They're here, they're here." And they all came running, all those that could came running out of their rooms. Most of them can. Wobbling and sticks and missing limbs and whatever. But they all came running and calling and shouting and just, it was such an outburst of joy. And out of 11 people in the group, eight chose to work in the old people's home. And the reason? It was a place of joy.
C'était un endroit de joie.
And it felt like that place of joy.
Et on a eu le sentiment que cet endroit, ce lieu de joie,
was a creation of every person who had been on previous retreats and had come and worked there.
A été une création de chacune des personnes qui étaient dans les retraites précédentes et est venue et avait travaillé à cet endroit-là.
And all they did was come and spend 2 hours a day.
Et tout ce qu'ils ont fait n'avait été que de venir et de passer 2 heures par jour.
And often really working a lot with their own difficulties.
Et très souvent passant beaucoup de temps à travailler sur leurs propres difficultés.
The first people that went, the first group that went in there had to really kind of convince the old people that they wanted to be massaged. They used to go around from, you know, room to room, kind of begging for clients. And so it really, for me, was such a teaching. I you know, there's no way I could have imagined that this would be the result. That just a few people spending a few hours for a few weeks, every year, could create that relationship of love and trust and joy that was transferred to other people, not the same. Through the association, because there was a relationship. And so for me, it really means that we need to do so little, but we can gain so much. We can do so much by so little.
Pour moi, ça veut vraiment dire, en faisant si peu, on peut parfois gagner tant.
If we step out of our own boundaries just a little bit,
si on sort de nos propres limites, juste un tout petit peu,
and do something that's really important. Whether it's being a really good parent to our children.
Que ce soit d'être un vraiment bon parent pour notre enfant.
Whether it's doing something for someone else every day.
Que ce soit de faire quelque chose pour quelqu'un d'autre à chaque jour.
Whether it's learning that skill or that art or whatever it was that you've always wanted to do and never done.
Que ce soit d'apprendre cette connaissance.
Whether it's changing your life completely,
que ce soit de changer votre vie complètement,
if that's what you want to do.
Si c'est ce que vous voulez faire.
I think I'm getting ready to end. And I'd just like to share that this was a leap of faith for me today. It's the first time I've given a talk without writing it down. Without feeling fully prepared. And in control. So I apologize for making you my guinea pigs.
You were running down the mountain.
I was. I know. And I have to say, because you said that, I have to say another thing that was going on today. Because that you can't fall running down a mountain kept going in my head all day. And I have days like that when I have that sentence in my head quite a lot. And I was noticing that once in a while, ooh, sorry. You want me to say it again? Okay. So the sentence, you can't fall running down a mountain, was going through my head quite a lot today.
Donc cette phrase, on ne peut pas tomber en courant. descendant de montagne était très souvent dans ma tête aujourd'hui.
And I noticed that every once in a while, it was you can't run down a mountain.
Et puis j'ai remarqué que de temps en temps, c'était tu ne peux pas courir en descendant de montagne.
Not you can't fall running off a mountain, but you can't run down a mountain.
Donc tu ne peux pas tomber en descendant de montagne.
The opposite. My shadow. And somehow it was even more joyful to notice that that was still there. It hadn't disappeared. But the trust was bigger than that. And in the same way, sitting here today, and every once in a while going blank. Just trusting.
Just faire confiance.
So what if I don't give the best Dharma talk ever? I'm sure my mother will still love me. And by the way, the recording is for her. She likes to listen to my talks and then give me feedback. And on one hand, it feels like I could just carry on. And on the other, it also feels that we're all tired. So I think I'll stop. And I'd just like to end with a poem, which is also from my memory, so probably very inaccurate. And one of my favorite poems. And I just need to give a little background. So the poem is by Raymond Carver, who was an American poet and short story writer. And he was someone who had enough suffering, addiction, and dysfunctional families in his life for many lives, enough for many lives. And the dysfunctionality in the family was both for him as a child and then himself as a parent towards his own children. But at some point in his life, something happened and he had the strength to make a change. A lot of it was to do with falling in love with the right person. And he managed to deal with his alcoholism. And to achieve some healing in his relationship with his children. And then he found out he was terminally ill. He had very, very aggressive cancer. And he wrote some of his most beautiful poems in that period when he knew he had a very short time to live. And this poem that I love is called Late Fragment. And it's very short.
Très
goes. And did you get what you wanted from this life? Even so. I did. And what was that? To be loved and to love in return. And did you get what you wanted from this life? Even so. I did. I love that. I did. So clear. And what was that? To be loved and to love in return.
Et as-tu eu ce que tu voulais de la vie, malgré tout, moi oui. Et qu'est-ce que c'était que d'aimer et d'être aimé?
Did I remember it right? Virginie usually remembers the poems for me. When I hear this poem, I feel like if I could feel that when I died, that would be a lot.
Quand je relis ce poème, souvent je me dis si je pouvais me rappeler de cela lorsque je meurs, ça serait déjà beaucoup.
So let's have some quiet time. And just a reminder that this will remain a silent space after.